This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, June 26th, 2017. We will learn the 5th to 8th Mishnayos, 3rd chapter of Mishnah Avos. Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says, Kol Mekabel Alav Ol Torah, right, somebody who accepts upon themselves the yoke of Torah, who studies, who lives it, performs the mitzvot, Ma'avirin mimeno ol malchus ve'ol derech eretz. So they remove from you the yoke of the government, taxes, penalties, etc., and the yoke of derech eretz, of having to make a living. Now the Ka'ati says that this doesn't mean you don't have to go to work. You have to go to work, but the yoke, the difficulty, the pressure will be removed, and your parnasa will be blessed. You'll have an easier time making a living, says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, if you are to commit yourself and learn Torah. Again, how those statements, which certainly are correct, match up with our reality, that is one of the, of course, the great theological challenges of all times. But that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana posits, at least in theory, in the Mishnah. And the reverse is true as well. If you throw off from yourself the yoke of Torah, then you get the yoke, the difficulty of dealing with the government. Right? Maybe the IRS comes to get you. And the difficulty of making a living, so that part, that pressure becomes a little bit more. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Chalafta ben Dosa ish kvar Chananya Omer. So Chalafta ben Dosa says, Asara shiyoshvin ve'oskin betorah. 10 people, right, who sit and deal with Torah, they learn Torah. Shechina shruya b'nehem, the divine presence rests among them. Right? Shenemar Elokim nitzav be'adat el. Right? That God is present, nitzav. In the Adat, in the congregation of Hashem, and we know that congregation, in Eidah, we learn from, the Gemara actually teaches us that that means 10. So the word Eidah teaches us 10, and Elohim, Hashem, is literally present, standing in the Adat El, in the congregation that's dealing with things related to Hashem, learning Torah. Uminayin afilu chamisha, so how do you know even 5? You don't need 10, 5 people who are learning. There's a pasuk from Amos. He has founded his band upon the earth. All right, so his band and aguda, Gati says, refers to your one hand, 5 fingers, 5 people. So even if 5 people are learning, Hashem is with them. Uminayna filu shlosha. How do you know even 3? Shinemra, here we go back to Tehillim, same chapter in Tehillim. Bekerev Elokim Yishpot, within the midst of Hashem, you're judged, and Elokim is a court, which is judges, minimum of 3. Minayin afilu shnayin, how do you know even 2? Shenemar, right, here we have a pasuk from Malachi. As nidberu yirei Hashem, ishel re'ehu, right, the people of God, who obviously are talking Torah, are talking one to another. Vayakshev Hashem vayishaman. Hashem listened. Hashem was there and he heard, even 2 people. Uminayin afilu echad. How do you know even 1? Shenemar. Now we come back to a verse in the Torah. Bechol makom asher askiret shemi. Any place my name is mentioned, avo elecha uberachticha, I will come. Hashem will be there and I will bless you. Right, now one could understand that, somehow the in a mystical sense, but in a very, very literal, traditional sense, when you learn Torah, which belongs to Hashem, which Hashem gave us, so you bring Torah into our, you're bringing, by learning Torah, by living Torah, you are bringing Hashem into your midst. That's the simplest, most basic, and maybe the most profound way to actually understand that Mishnah. Zion. Rabbi Elazar ish bar tosa omer. Right? So Rabbi Elazar says, Tein lo mishelo. Right? Now he's talking about giving tzedakah. Right? You give what you give to the shul, to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Give him from what is his. She'ata v'shalcha shelo, because you and all that's yours belong to Hashem. V'chein b'David hu omer. So it says in regard to King David, the David HaMelech and Divrei HaYamim in Chronicles, ki mimcha hakol, because everything comes from you, Hashem, umiyadcha, and from your hand, nasanu lach, it is given to us. Now, obviously, it doesn't, in the most literal sense, we do have, right, human beings have ownership in this world, and therefore laws of theft and property and all of those things. But an acknowledgement that everything ultimately comes from Hashem should help direct us and teach us how to use that which we have. If we understand that ultimately our blessings are from Hashem, we will use it productively for holy purposes, for tzedakah. We'll be more likely to give than if we think it's really ours with no connection to Hashem at all. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, HaMahalech Baderech Vishona. So you're going along the way and you're learning. Umafstik mi mishnaso ve'omer. And you stop learning and you say, Mana'a ilan zeh. Right? Mana'a nir zeh. Right? And you stop and you smell the roses, as we say, and say, look how beautiful that tree is. Look at that field. Right? Look at that beautifully plowed field. Unbelievable. So this Mishnah says, Ma'la labakasav kidem ischai benafsho. The Torah, right? It says, if you are liable for death because you stopped learning. So on the one hand, that's a nice sentiment about the value of learning Torah, its primacy, its fundamental nature to our lives. On the other hand, and I mentioned this before, there are certainly different viewpoints and different viable and acceptable viewpoints in Jewish literature. The Rambam famously says, if you want to know how to love Hashem, so look at nature, look at the beauty of the world, and you'll see Hashem in the beauty of the world. Rabbi Shimon is certainly entitled to his opinion, but it is not the only opinion, and not the only viable and correct opinion on the matter. Mishnah Chet. Right, Mishnah Chet is for those who learn and forget, like myself, frightening Mishnah. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Bishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer. They said the name of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Dostai, right? Son of Rabbi Yanai says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol Hashochech Davar Echa Mimishnasa. If you forget anything that you learned, Ma'ale Alav Akasov Kilim is Chayiv Benafsho. So the Torah is as if the Torah says that you are forfeit your life, you're liable for death. Right, that's pretty bad. Shinema Rachi Shamer Lecha Shmor Nafshecha Meod. Pen Tishkachet Hadvarim Asher Ra'u Einecha. Right, you should be very careful. This is with regard to the events at Sinai, at Har Sinai, Matan Torah, giving it the Torah. Right, be careful and guard your soul, lest you forget that which your eyes saw. I'm not exactly sure how that verse teaches you about forgetting the Torah per se, because it's very possible that verse is talking about the thunder and the lightning and the experiential piece of Sinai. Okay, but Rabbi Meir says, if you forget anything, trouble. But here comes the saving grace at the end of the mission. Yachal afilu takfa alav mishnaso. Even if one, and this literally means it overpowered you, it grabbed you, it was too much for you. Tamad lomar. So it says, no, penya suru milvavcha kol yemei chayecha, lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life. Ha'eno mischayev v'nafsho ad sheyeshev v'yesirem milibo. You're not liable unless you, physically, obviously, but you intentionally remove them from your heart. You try and forget it. All right, the Mishnah is aware that everyone forgets. Right, it's just there are so few people who have these photographic memories who remember everything. All right, most of the rest of us will forget things. But you got to try and remember, you got to want to remember. When you stop wanting to remember, so then you forfeit, right? Then you're in trouble. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.